Session number 18474, Reel 4.
Reel 4.
Well, this little incident that I'd like to tell you about St. Patrick's Day.
Is this 51?
We're still in that. Yes, it's all 51, yeah. We were taken into reserve. I can't remember quite where we were, but I think we were on the edge of Seoul at the time, as the defence line around Seoul. Anyway, they took us out of the line, and we were told we were going back to base echelon to have a wash, change clothes, be deloused, generally tidied up. So off we went into the three tonner. It wasn't until we got back to the sheriffs and that we discovered that we were all Englishmen back there. We're no Irishmen. Oh, what the... I was going to say something then, but anyway, what the dickens does it matter? We're going to go and have our wash. When we got back to the little village where we were billeted, there was the red hand of Ulster flying. There was the orange and yellow on another group of houses. And in between then, they'd had a little go at trying to knock each other's flags down with brain guns. I don't know whether they, and one or two of the houses suffered as well. We didn't realise that it was St. Patrick's Day until we got back. And we thought, you know, this is stupid, really. I mean, here we are in a country fighting the Chinese, and the two Irish sides decide on Paddy's Day to have a go at each other. Just one of the, I suppose, the way they felt. But it's funny, as I say, our section corporal, he was from Northern Ireland, and he created somehow to get some local peasant in the village to create these flags, and he hadn't said anything to us about it. We didn't know a thing about it. But, you know, it seemed rather insane to us, you know, if they wanted to have a fight, go and have a go at the Chinese. But no, they had to, and they accepted it as normal. You know, it was just one of these little funny situations, one of the, should we say, lighter sides of being out there. But it seemed queer to us. That.
When you say orange and yellow, you mean the Irish tricolour?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did they confine the firing to firing at the flags, or was there any violence against each other?
We yet never discovered that. There was none of them injured anyway, so they couldn't. They must have just tried to knock each other's flags off the mast. Because where they even got the mast from, I don't know. But they had them up there on these tall masts when we got back. Yeah. It was a wonderful little experience. That.
What entertainments did you have in Korea?
Right, let's tell you about this. One time we went back to an ENSA party. It was an American one. I can't quite remember who was on this one, but anyway, we went back. Oh, and it was, what, some 10 miles back behind the line. It took us half a day to travel back. When we got back, there was all white tapes marking off areas and the signs up with mines and everything. We knew the area had been cleared because it was one of our old base camps, so we knew it was quite safe there. So we just wandered through. The MPs were doing their nuts, waving around, saying what they'd actually created was a false front line to impress the ENSA party that they were entertaining the troops on the front line, and I'm afraid we sort of spoilt their rather a little illusion. We got slightly reprimanded for it, but we still stayed and saw the concert party. But it's another one of the little funny sides that happen, one of the things that you can laugh about afterwards.
Did you sing any songs in Korea?
Not that can be repeated on tape, no, because we adapted some of the Korean songs that we were taught by the orphans, and that we adapted them to British words that suited the occasion, and what we thought of the place, and they were rude. They were so we'll slide over the that side of it.